Who am I? Is the name of this sermon that I've got here. And I say, I've had it for quite a few weeks now, so I keep tweaking it. The worst thing you can do when you've got a sermon is keep going back on the computer and looking at, oh, I just changed that, and oh, I just changed that. In the end, you go, ah! So you don't want to keep changing things. So, right from the beginning, on the opening of this sermon, I want to just say that we are mighty in God, with no fear and a future. Amen? Amen? Amen. We are mighty. Do you believe you are mighty in God? We are, you know. We are mighty. There's someone out there in the heavenlies or roaming around the earth, the guy we don't talk about much, who wants us to think that we are lowly and useless. And sometimes he whispers in our ear, doesn't it? Does that happen to you as well? That's me. You know, when I do something wrong or something, maybe in ministry, usually in ministry, he likes to attack ministers and tell them how useless they are. They shouldn't be doing it. He loves doing that. And sometimes we listen and we feel like, we feel horrible. And then you realise, hang on a minute, I know where that's coming from. And you snap through it and then you just praise God and it all just goes away. You think, yeah, I know where that was coming from. That wasn't my mind, that was someone whispering in my ear. And he does it to us all. But we are mighty in God. And we shouldn't have any fear for anything because we are mighty. And we have a future. 2 Corinthians 10:4 says, for the weapons of our welfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. We can pull down strongholds. 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, for perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. So that's not us, because we don't fear, because we've been made perfect in love. And we're still being made perfect. We're not there yet. Well, I'm not anyway. We're not perfect yet, but he's moulding us to the right shape for later on, because one day we will be, when we're in heaven in glory with him. The trouble is, we can get really tired and worn out from time to time. I feel a bit tired and worn out today. I had a busy day yesterday, and this morning, as Mark said quite rightly, I could have really stayed in bed this morning, and I went, amen, because I could have really done with having an extra hour in bed and then just lounging around and doing nothing. But here we are, we're praising God. We've got to keep soldiering on, haven't we? Doesn't matter, don't go by feelings. I was always told by my senior minister at Westcliff, who trained me, Bill, he said to me, used to come in sometimes and say, I really don't feel like it. Oh, I'm due to leave the service this morning. Oh, is this somebody else that can do it? I really don't feel like it. He's going, oh, well, we just have to put a notice on the front doors and say, church closed today, Paul doesn't feel like it. Can we do that? Nah, we can't do that. We're in ministry, we're serving God, all of us. We're all in ministry, we're all serving God. We can't do that. So life sometimes makes us worn out and tired. I mean, we've got things like, I've got a list here, things like life, things like work, things like family, illness, stress, and the list goes on and on and on, doesn't it? Things that can wear us down and burden us and make us feel like, oh, I really just want to give up. I'll just stay in bed and I won't get up today because everything's on top of me. But we don't do that. When you are tired and worn out, there's someone you can reach out to, isn't there? We all know that is our Lord Jesus. We have a destiny and we shouldn't feel worn out. We do sometimes, but we have to remind ourselves that we have a destiny. And a destiny is something further down the line. And we have to be like soldiers to keep going. There's a scripture that you've heard me read at the Malden Church. They used to say this was my favourite scripture because I read it so many times. Because it's one of these scriptures, we've probably all got them, that we seem to keep coming back to. And it's that one in Matthew 11, 28 and 30. Who knows what it is? Does that ring a bell? No. Worn out and tired? No. Still ain't got it? Yeah. Come to me, all you who labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Who said that? Jesus said that. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He doesn't give us more than we can take on. I've got an ear to preach on that, to carry on preaching on that, but we all know that Jesus is there. We can, everything that burdens us, we can just reach out to him and say, take it away. He's got big wide shoulders. He can take that upon his shoulders and take it away from us. But if we keep on picking it up and putting it back on our shoulders, can you imagine if we had a backpack, one of these hiking backpacks, for those of you fit people who go hiking, not. They're all going, We had a backpack and we had all the rubbish and all the burden and all the stuff that tries to bury us down and weigh us down, and we put it all in this backpack, probably wouldn't be big enough. And then we kept trying to put it on and trying to walk with it. Can you imagine? Like these soldiers, these SAS men that are really fit, and they put big backpacks on with loads of stuff in them, and then they hike 20 miles or something, and they have to do it really fast. They're strong and they can do it. Can you imagine trying to do that? You can't do it. And then Jesus comes along and you pray, Lord, take this from me. I can't bear this anymore. There's this happening, there's that happening in my life. Oh, just take it from me. And all of a sudden the burden starts to lift away from you in time. It doesn't always happen straight away. And then just down the road, a couple of days later, it's all feeling good and you're feeling really good. And then you go along and pick that big backpack up, throw it on your back again, and you're all weighed down again. He's already dealt with it. And you pick it up again. That's because we're humans. We do that. So we are not carnal. What's carnal? Fleshly. The Bible says we are not fleshly. We are not carnal. But we are mighty through God. In God. We are mighty. We just got to get that in our heads. That we are mighty. It's like when you're ill. And you've been ill for a long time maybe. And then when you start to get better, you still think, oh, I can't do this. Because it's in your mind. You've got this mindset. Instead of thinking, I'm better now, I'm going to go. That's what we've got to do. Put it in our minds that we are mighty. Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He's always there. We cannot do things in our own strength. Who's tried to do things in their own strength? Two hands, I'm always doing it. And I fail miserably. I said earlier, I was thinking about when I was first born again and what God has done with my life and how I've been on this steam train going ahead, and we don't know what's ahead. We don't know what he's got planned for us. We just think, oh well, you know, we're born again now, we're a Christian, we start going to church, and then all of a sudden doors start opening. It's the same for all of us, but we don't always go through the doors. He's got mighty plans for each one of us. We're all different. They're not all the same plans. They're all different. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. We can. God's love will carry us through. Right to the finishing time. Right to the finishing line. We can stand before him on that finishing line. On that judgment day. We won't have any fear, because God's love casts out all fear. We won't have any fear, because God's perfect love is perfect, and it casts out all that fear. We can rest assured that God is watching over us. Jesus is watching over us and carries, and will carry all our burden. All the rubbish in our lives that is burdening us and weighing us down. He will carry it, but we have to ask. He won't just do it. We have to ask. Today is Palm Sunday. We can imagine, think back all the things you've read about in the Bible about Palm Sunday and know the story as Jesus was going in to Jerusalem. And as he was riding in, knowing what was about to happen, we think we've got burdens occasionally. Imagine how he was feeling. All the people are throwing, singing Hosanna, we know the story, throwing down the palms, and he's going through. But he knew what was ahead. It was just a big, entertainment for them, throwing all these things down, all shouting Hosanna. And then a couple of days later, or a day later, what do they want to do? Crucify him. Get rid of him. Kill him. He knew what was coming. Imagine how he felt. Listen to what Jesus is saying. And take his yoke upon you. Because his yoke is light and easy. Take it easy. It shouldn't be stressful being a Christian. We should just be taking it easy. He won't burden us with anything. With Jesus, you will find you will be renewed. You will be energized. You will be equipped. And you will find rest and peace in him. But you have to believe it. You have to believe it. 1 Peter 2:9 says, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvellous light." Now you might be thinking, hang on a minute, that scripture isn't for us. That is for the Jewish nation. But listen to this. In Romans 10:12 tells us, anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. Jews and Gentiles are the same. In that respect, we're all the same. They have the same Lord who gives generously to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Galatians 3:26-28 says, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus." So it is for us. Because we are now under the new covenant, which we celebrated a little while ago. So who are you? You are mighty, aren't you? You are mighty. There's a song that I listen to. I'm not sure if I don't think we've played it here. It's not the sort of song we can worship to. But I want to just read through the lyrics of this song, because it lays out who we are and what we have so well. It's called "Who Am I?" And it's by Casting Crowns, if anyone knows Casting Crowns. Has anyone heard the song before? No. Yeah. This is what the lyrics say. "Who am I that the Lord of the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt? Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done." That is Jesus. He's done it all for us. "Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are." The thing is, we can do nothing, like I've already said. Jesus does it all, and he's done it all for us. Everything. We just keep picking it up. We all do it, but he's done it all. Do you remember the scripture when we read when Jesus died on the cross, which we'll be talking about next week, when he breathed his last breath, just before that, he said, "It is finished." What does "it is finished" mean? It's an end. He done what he come to do. It is finished. It's all been done for us. Sins of the world been taken upon his shoulders. The song continues, "I'm a flower quickly fading," that is us, We are flowers, and we are just fading. Here today and gone tomorrow, a wave tossed in the ocean, a vapour in the wind. Still, you hear me when I'm calling. Still, you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling. So true, isn't it? As you're falling, as you're burdened, he's there to catch you. I remember our children when they were young, when they used to fall over and graze their knees. And those of you, Mark, would know this. When Tiana falls over and cries and you pick her up and you hold her and you just talk to her calmly, calm her down. And it's like our Father in heaven when we fall and trip and graze our knees. When we can't take the burden or something that's going on in our family. Sometimes awful things happen, don't they? I'm just being reminded and thinking that just a few months ago, my son and daughter-in-law lost a baby who died in the womb, and she had to go to hospital and have it all dealt with, and it was awful, you know. But we get through these things. And that's what our Father does. He helps us to get through these things. They're not good. They're not nice. Life happens, doesn't it? Stuff happens on this world. But we get through it. It continues. And you've told me who I am. Who are we? It says here, I am yours. We are his. Who am I? Who am I? That the eyes that see my sin would look on me with love and watch me rise again. Who am I? That the voice that calms the sea would call me out through the rain and calm the storm in me. Not because of who I am, but because of who you are. Wonderful words. The guy who wrote that, wonderful words. I often play that indoors. And this reminds me of who I am. That Jesus, the Holy Spirit, who Jesus sent to look after us, to guide us, is there. All the time. This week, the theme is start small in discovering our destiny. And we may be small as individuals, but we are part of something so much bigger. As individuals, you might be sitting there thinking it's only me, but it's not. We are part of a worldwide group of people who believe in Jesus. We are part of the kingdom of God. And we have a loving Father who stretches out his hands whenever we need him. And he will catch us when we fall. Whenever we are ready to reach out to him. As I said earlier, if we're struggling, if we're burdened, and we're feeling down, we need to reach out to our Heavenly Father. Who are you? You are a child of God. Right in the beginning of the sermon, I started by saying, right at the very beginning, we are mighty in God with no fear and a future. And that's how I'm going to end. I'm going to say once more, we are mighty in God with a future and no fear. But we have a wonderful future in Jesus. Amen.